Really good start to the season for the Grundy R5 girls. They had a lopsided victory over Bevier. Good hard-earned victory over Green City last week. The Bevier win came a week ago tonight. The Green City victory also in Galt was last Thursday. Now, as we kind of talk with all the HDC coaches, at least on our Monday coaches shows, we realize that all these teams are kind of playing one another. Tri-County coaches shows tomorrow, so we'll get the Mustang side of the Grundy Tri-County doubleheader. They're going to play Tuesday at Jamesport, and Grundy's going to play up at Mercer on Friday night. So that's the way. A couple of road trips get on the bus games here for Grundy this week. 4-1 record for the Lady Panthers, Coach Ty Stillwell. It's a great start. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great start. You know, it's nothing short of the girls' constant effort in the offseason, and it's just shown at the start of the season.
Did the girls have kind of the self-confidence that they could start 4-1, or has it been something that with their self-confidence, has it grown with the way that they started the year?
It's grown a little bit. You know, I think it started this summer. You know, we had pretty good success during our summer camps this summer, and, you know, being able to start off the year in a positive note playing for a championship at the non-major tournament, I think that really has just boosted the girls' confidence. And, you know, that showed up last week when we had two home games. You know, we played at a high level, so it's great to see their confidence growing.
Yeah, leading scorers have been a freshman, sophomore, and I believe a junior. So, you're a very young basketball team. How do you, with, you know, having a young basketball team, how do you try to make it to where their inexperience isn't as big of a factor as it might otherwise be?
It really just starts defensively. You know, we're going to have struggles offensively with, you know, we said, you know, our leading scorers have been freshmen, sophomores, junior, not necessarily been, you know, with our senior leaders. So, you know, we've got to work defensively. That way when we have offensive struggles because of, you know, just youthness, you know, we're able to overcome that later on in the game.
Bevier looked like it was a game that you just kind of took control of early. I know you had a big lead. It was a clock runner in the fourth quarter. And so I'm sure that Bevier is kind of rebuilding a little bit and has some struggles. But all the way around, were you real pleased with the way that the girls played last Monday?
I was really pleased. You know, the girls gave up 3 points in the first half, so that's pretty impressive no matter who you're playing. You know, it was just great half-court defense that we ended up pressuring them and forcing tough shots. And we was able to get run out and execute in the offense. So I was really pleased with how they played.
We also talked last week about the challenge of playing a Green City team that you beat by single digits at the Novinger tournament and then having to get them where they got a little burr in the saddle and, you know, they want to get back at you a little bit on Thursday. The final score was very, very similar to your game against Green City in the Novinger tournament. You won the first time around by 9. You won the second time around by 10. It was 40-something to 30-something, 42 to 32 if we give the exact score. Was the challenge similar, Coach, or did the games kind of, both games of Green City kind of play the same way?
The challenge was similar, but the game was very different. You know, the first time we played them, both teams got to the rim. Pretty easy to score a lot of our points, and, you know, both teams, I thought, struggled to get to the rim last week. You know, we were able to knock down 6 threes in the first half, which gave us a big lead, and we were able to hold them off as they made their final push and knock down shots from the outside as well. So it's kind of a different game. You know, the scores look the exact same, but they were tough. They were ready to go. Coach Schmidley done a great job of preparing them and having them ready to go, but, you know, our girls just played really well and executed.
Yeah, in the past, you know, we talked about after the Novinger tournament, Green City had kind of been one of those teams that was a thorn in the side of Grundy. Now you've beaten them twice. So when you just look at that, when you're able to kind of flip things against a Green City team that's been good over the last 5-6 years, that in itself is something where the girls say, we're getting this thing turned around.
Yeah, definitely. I think the girls are starting to kind of figure that they're getting things figured out. You know, anytime you beat, you know, Green City, who's been established as a winning team for many years prior, you know, being able to beat a team that knows how to win is huge. So, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things that gives us confidence and understanding that, you know, we've learned how to win close games against teams who know how to win.
There's going to be so much attention from, you know, Mercer is what they are. They've been great under Coach Owens for just a number of years of rolling. So we'll save that discussion for Friday here in a little bit. But first, you got to get through Tri-County tomorrow night. And I'm sure your young team, they're very familiar with Tri-County because they have a very young team. So I'm sure that the girls on your team have been playing the girls from Jamesport back to elementary school, and they probably know all of them by name, correct?
Yeah, you know, Tri-County, one of the closer schools to us. The girls are going to know them pretty well. You know, it's going to be a fun game. I know Coach Dustin's going to have them ready to go. So we're excited to see how tomorrow rolls out.
When you look at Mercer, even without Meineke, which makes Mercer a little bit different because they don't have that, you know, scoring punch inside from a Torrey Meineke, they're so good in the backcourt and they get after people with their defense. What's kind of the biggest challenge that you look at it from your team? Is it just the, you know, not being beat by Mercer before you even hit the floor on Friday night?
That's one of the main things, is having a mindset of understanding, you know, we've got to go in there and play to win. We obviously know what Mercer is and who they have been in the past, but we can't get our heads wrapped around that too much. You know, I think the biggest real challenge us during the game is, like you said, their defense is on a whole nother level for Class 1. So in order for us to stay with them and make this a competitive ball game and give us a chance to win at the end, we're going to have to take care of the ball.
Yeah, as far as your team goes, too, you know, I look at this. You know, there's going to be no pressure on your shoulders. Everybody's going to look at it, and Mercer going to be favored and all those things. But you can open up a lot of eyes. I mean, you look at kind of, you know, an opportunity pre-Christmas to say, okay, how good is Grundy? We're going to find out in that game on Friday night, because you know, when you're able to compare yourself to Mercer, whether it's real good or maybe it's, you know, maybe not so good, you get a really good idea when you play the best on where your program is, right?
Mercer's going to be a great challenge. You know, regardless of how that game goes, it's going to be a great judging point for where we're at so far in the year. We know that, you know, Mercer's probably that top team in our conference, so it's going to be a great judging point. But, you know, they're going to be a great challenge no matter what, so we're going to have to come ready to go.
That game is Friday night. Taking a little sneak peek at next week, Winston will be at Grundy R5 on Tuesday the 20th. We'll be right back with Coach, and we'll take a look at this boys' schedule coming up next.